We're starting Hilchos Arba Minim, or Hilchos Lulam, as it's the title over here. So the Pasuk says in Parshas Emor, meaning this Pasuk that we're all familiar with, you will take for yourself Bayom Arishon on the first day, Pri Eitz Hadar, Bekabas Torah, Anef Avot, Rabbi Nachal. Okay, it lists the Arba Minim. Now, it doesn't exactly say Esra Gulav Hadassim Aravos. We have a tradition that goes back, Ish Mi Pi Ish from Moshe Rabbeinu, that this is the Arba Minim that we have today. And the end of the pasuk says, U'smachtem b'fnei Hashem l'kechem shivas yamim, and you will rejoice in front of Hashem for 7 days. Okay, so this is the mitzvah of shaking lulav. Now, there is one, the mitzvah has four components. The four components are ma'akev. If you're missing the aravos, the leaves fell off, whatever it is, everything we're going to learn about, so then you get zero credit. So it's one mitzvah to take all four minim. Each of the four minim are ma'akev. Zeh. And when you have four components to a mitzvah, so it's listed as one mitzvah. It's not listed as four mitzvahs. Now, the mitzvah min haTorah in most locations, like Beitar, New York, Toronto, London, Chule. So the mitzvah min haTorah is only on the first day, as the pasuk says, "Lekachtu mechem b'yom harishon." Only b'yom harishon min haTorah. But the end of the pasuk says, "Usmachlam lifnei Hashem alakechem shiras yomim." Lifnei Hashem alakechem. The mitzvah is to take the Arba Minim for 7 days. So we're going to discuss what does it mean, Lifnei Hashem Lekechem. It's a very famous machlokes and discussion. But for now, we'll just go simple. In the Beis HaMikdash, which is Lifnei Hashem Lekechem, according to everybody, mitzvah lulav and Arba Minim is for 7 days. After Churban Beis HaMikdash, Chazal, headed by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Zecher leMikdash, to remember the Beis HaMikdash that we lost, we should take the lulav all week long midrabanan. That means that while there was the Beis HaMikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash they took the Arba Minim for 7 days. Everywhere else in the world they took it for 1 day. After the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Zecher leMikdash, we take the lulav the entire week. But only the first day is the Raisa, the rest of the days are Durabana. Now the question is, what does it mean, Lifnei Hashem? So, probably most Rishonim, Rashi, Ramban, Ritoran, whole Lifnei Hashem is in the Beis HaMikdash. However, there is a famous Shita Sarabam, but there are others also, who say that all of Yerushalayim, now that's not the liberal all of Yerushalayim, liberal is not a nice word, but it's not the very broad-reaching Yerushalayim that reads Megillah on Tesla. But Megillah, Yerushalayim, Bein HaChomos, in the old walls of the old city, and not our old city, the old city walls of David HaMelech, which is not exactly so clear where that is. So in Yerushalayim, the Yerushalayim of old, says the Rambam, that's called Lifnei Hashem, and there will be a mitzvah to take the Arba Minim Min HaTorah the entire week, let's say, by the Kotel, by the Koisel. Now, that's also assuming, which we do assume, that the Mokom HaMikdash still has its Kedusha, which is also, there's a Ravid that says not, but the Iker Mahalacha we paskin, that Mokom HaMikdash still has its Kedusha, and we don't have a base of Mikdash, but that Kedusha, according to the Rambam and others, that Lifnei Hashem Lekechem will extend to all of Yerushalayim of David HaMelech and Shlomo. Now, so l'may nafgamina, if the chiyuv in Yerushalayim is the raisa or dirabana. Now, so this is all spelled out. I actually never saw it inside until today. the Bikurei Yaakov, the Aruch HaNer, with the Sefer on Sukkah, and then another Sefer on Hilchos Sukkah, called the Bikurei Yaakov, goes to Shulchan Aruch, and the Bikurei Yaakov brings this down, according to the Rambam, that all the Yerushalayim is part of Lifnei Hashem, is included in the Makom HaMikdash, and he brings down the whole sugya. So the Lamai Nafkamina, if it's Daraisa Darabanan, so the standard answer, Lamai Nafkamina, something is Daraisa Darabanan, Mago Safik, Safik Daraisa Lachoma, Safik Darabanan, Le Kula. Okay, we're doing an introduction to Mitzvah Luzov and the Arba Minim. And we said that the Mitzvah, Minat Torah, outside of the pasuk says lifnei Hashem. So lifnei Hashem, in front of Hashem, the mitzvah to take lulav min haTorah 7 days. Outside of lifnei Hashem, the mitzvah is 1 day min haTorah. After the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Zeich LeMikdash, we have the whole week is derabbanan. Now, what does it mean lifnei Hashem? So there's a famous Rambam, Bikur Yaakov, spells this out and seems to want to pass in this way that Yerushalayim, the old Yerushalayim, or at least by the Kotel. The old Yerushalayim of Dovid and Melech, that has the status of Makom HaMikdash, and if you take the Lulav at the Kotel, it's a Din Daraisa for 7 days. Everywhere else in Yerushalayim, everywhere else in the world, is going to be Derabanan. So, what's the difference if it's Daraisa Derabanan? So one difference is Safek, that's the standard answer, some sort of doubt. Safek Daraisa L'chomer, Safek Derabanan L'kula, fine. Now, this is something. The next line I was very excited about because I've been like struggling with this question for years, and I never looked it inside. And that is, we have a lot of rules. Okay, we didn't start yet, but we have a lot of rules on the first day of Sukkot that we don't have on the rest of the week of Sukkot. For starters, ulakachtem lachem by Yom Rishon. Yom Rishon will be yours. I can't borrow my friend's kulav. It could be a matana al manasa after. He gives me a matana on condition I give it back. Has to be a full-fledged matana. So, but borrowing doesn't work. There are other dinim of chaser. Chaser, the first day, if your esrog is, you take a bite out of the esrog, first day is pasul. After that, it's kosher. There are what's called psule hadar, which is a very big machlokas rishonim and achronim, which I think Ashkenazim are machmir on, but there's something called psule hadar. Certain things about the esrog, and perhaps also the lulav, but certain things about the esrog, where the first day is pasul, the rest of the day is kosher. So, how does that affect Yerushalayim? Does it affect Yerushalayim? So, the Bikurei Yaakov writes, Mufurish, that all the dinim that are relevant on the first day are relevant the entire week. As long as by the Kotel, if you hold that it's Daraisa, like the Rambam, who says that Yerushalayim is an extension of the Makom HaMikdash and is considered Lifnei Hashem. The Pasuk says by Lulav, and the same Pasuk as Lulav, Usmachlim Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivas Yamim. You will rejoice for 7 days in front of Hashem. You are rejoicing with the Lulav. It's the end of the same Pasuk. So if it's Daraisa, then all the psulim they have on the first day, says the Bikurei Yaakov, you can have the whole week. Now, I don't think everybody agrees with that, but Bikurei Yaakov writes that. Then there's another issue, and that is when we have a rule, basically. Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. When we do a mitzvah, we're supposed to have Kavana, then we're doing a mitzvah. Now, if you do a mitzvah Darabana, if you sit by Megillah reading and have a mind to fulfill or do Hanukkah candles, you have a mitzvah to fulfill, have a mind to fulfill mitzvah daraisa, you might be over on Baal Tosef if you're adding to the Torah. The Torah doesn't give a mitzvah called Hanukkah candles. The Torah gives a mitzvah. Listen to the Chachamim, the Chacham told us to do Hanukkah. So, I have to have the right kavana. Now, to have the right kavana, A, everything, there's lots of machlokes, and B, we don't know. So, it's always best that, you know, kavana to do the mitzvah the way it's supposed to be done. Now, kavana doing a mitzvah. What kind of mitzvah? Hashem knows what kind of mitzvah it is. So, over here, by Yerushalayim, it's a real machlokes and a real suffix. It could be the rest of the week is a din daraisa. And therefore, if you want to fulfill the mitzvah daraisa, you should have a mind of fulfilling a daraisa. But according to Rashi, you know, this is only derabanan. If I have kavana to do a daraisa and it's only derabanan, I might be adding to the Torah. If I have kavana to do a derabanan to the daraisa, I'm detracting from the Torah. I'm stuck. Bal Tosis Bal Tigra. And therefore, when a person does shakes lulav by the kota on the rest of the week, a sukkah, he should have in mind that if it's daraisa, I'm fulfilling a mitzvah daraisa. If it's darabanan, I'm fulfilling a mitzvah darabanan. Now, there's another question in the Rishonim, and that is the mitzvah of taking lulav in Beitar, which on the first day is the Raisa from the Pasuk of Mechem, and the rest of the week is the Rabbanan, Zecha, the Mikdash. And the mitzvah, Meheri, Yabanan, and Mikdash, according to everybody, there's a mitzvah in the Beis HaMikdash to take the lulav for 7 days. Are those two things counted as one mitzvah, or are they counted as two separate mitzvahs? So, almost all Rishonim hold that it's all one mitzvah. It's all one mitzvah. The mitzvah of taking lulav on the first day in Beitar, and the mitzvah of taking the lulav the rest of the week in the Beis HaMikdash, it's all considered one mitzvah. There is a shita, a sefer, called the Baal Azharos Atahin Chalto, who's they don't know exactly who he was, but he may have been an early Rishon, or even from the Gaonim. And he writes that it's two mitzvahs. The two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Lekach Tamachem, and there's a mitzvah of Usmachta Mefei Hashem Lekecham Shivas Yomim. Now, it seems like the two chiyuvim, the chiyuv outside of the Mikdash, and the chiyuv in the Mikdash, both come from the pasuk of Lekach Tamachem. And therefore, it should be considered, it's one, the verb that tells us of the mitzvah to take the lulav is the verb ulakachta, and they're both being learned out from ulakachta, and therefore it should be one mitzvah. Now that is generally shitas haRambam. When I have two different ideas, but they're brought down with one verb, al tochlu mimenu na uvashem uvashav amayim by Korban Pesach, two things are being taught in one pasuk with one verb. The Rambam holds that that's one mitzvah. But the Ramban holds that that's two mitzvahs. I don't look at the verb. The Torah is telling me two things. Don't eat the Korban Pesach almost raw, and don't eat the Korban Pesach cooked. It has to be roasted. So there's two different mitzvahs learned from one pasuk. So according to Ramban, it would seem over here that we have one pasuk, but it's teaching us two different things. So two different things. Daraisa, first day over here. Daraisa, day 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 over there. So it would sound like it should be two mitzvahs. But the Ramban also holds it's only one mitzvah. So the Acharonim explain that according to the Ramban, that the mitzvah of taking lulav the entire week in the Beis HaMikdash is a continuation of the mitzvah ulakachta. It's telling us that this mitzvah ulakachta lechel b'yom harishon, that in most places there's a mitzvah min haTorah to take the lulav on the first day, Usmachtem, the rest of the pasuk tells us that that mitzvah continues the entire week in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, it's all a continuation of the first mitzvah. It's not telling me two different mitzvahs. It's one mitzvah. The one mitzvah is relevant on day one over here, and it's relevant the entire week over there. But it's all coming from the same place. Now, this Sefer Atahin Chalta, he'll say, no, it's two totally separate things. Everyone in the world takes a lulav min haTorah on the first day. That's about from the verb ulakachtem. Now there's another verb in the pasuk, so my comparison is not so great. I made up the word verb. I don't see any svarim say the word verb. But the pasuk says usmachtem b'fnei Hashem lekechem. You will rejoice. Rejoice could be a code word for shake the lulav, which the sefer Atahin Chalta seems to say. It's a separate command of rejoicing with the lulav. And the Beis HaMikdash, two separate mitzvahs. This is mitzvah Lekachta. This is mitzvah Usmachta. And therefore, he counts it as two separate mitzvahs. Now, what's the difference if it's one mitzvah or two separate mitzvahs? So let's say I already took a lulav, and now I took a lulav, and now I come to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, it's hard for me to read my notes, but I think it's like this. Let's say on the first day, okay, the first day I shook my lulav in Har Nof. Okay, this is the rice. And then I decide first day, 6 this afternoon, take my kids, let's go for a walk. We're going to the Kaisel. We're going to the Beis HaMikdash. We go to the Beis HaMikdash. Now we're the Beis HaMikdash. So now, is there a separate mitzvah to take the lulav again? I already shook lulav min HaTorah today. It's first day of Sukkot. Mitzvah min HaTorah in Har Nof and the Beitar. Toronto, London, New York. It's a mitzvah everywhere, min HaTorah. And now I come to the Beis HaMikdash. So according to the Yata in Chalto, that's a separate mitzvah, you should take it again. According to the other Rishonim, no, it's a continuation, it's a continuation of the same mitzvah. It's counted as one mitzvah. I did the mitzvah already. So that would be on day one. But on day two, or three, four, five, six, and seven, so now I only took lulav midrabanan. And now I come to the Beis HaMikdash, and now, well, okay, so during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, this was not a relevant question. Because they did not shake lulav outside of the Beis HaMikdash on day two. It was only after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash that Chazal instituted Zech LaMikdash to take lulav the rest of the week. So that's really not relevant. At least not by Bayis Rishon, maybe by Bayis Sheni. No, Rirchem and Zakai was post Bayis Sheni. So this halacha would not really be relevant. But now nowadays they have to say a similar shayla. You take a lulav. So on the first day we have the same shayla. And the poskim would say, they bring down Lalach Lamaisa from Rav Yashiv. You shook lulav min haTorah somewhere in the outskirts of Yerushalayim, which is not considered lifnei Hashem according to everybody. Now you go to the Kotel, even if you want to hold. So there, Rav Yashiv will say two things. He'll say the rest of the week you should take the lulav because you took lulav midrabanan, and by the Kotel, according to the Rambam, it's daraisa. According to the Bikuri Yaakov's understanding in the Rambam, now is the Raisa, so you should take the lulav again. You fulfilled the mitzvah d'Rabbanan in Har Nof. Now you have opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah d'Raisa. Now they don't seem to say that you should run to the Kotel and do such a thing, but one who's going to the Kotel, he should ask someone for a lulav. Now, since we just said according to Bikuri Yaakov, it might be d'Raisa, and with d'Raisa, it might be has the same rules of the first day. You can't borrow the lulav. You need to get the lulav as a matana al menas la'asir, just like on the first day. So the two things they say is not everyone agrees with this, but I think Rav Yashiv and Rav Shamazal both say you shook lulav anywhere in the country, in the city. You go to the kota, you should shake again because now you might be shaking midaraisa. Before you shook midrabanan, now you're shaking daraisa. But on the first day, Rav Yashiv says no. Because the two mitzvahs are one and the same. They come from the same source. They're one mitzvah. So I already got the mitzvah when I shook lulav in Har Nof. If I now walk all the way to the Kotel, even according to the Rambam, and even if you say there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to shake by the Kotel, but I already fulfilled the mitzvah d'oraisa of shaking in Har Nof. And it's a continuation of the same mitzvah. The Atzah and Chazah would tell you to shake again because it's two separate mitzvahs. But all the Rishonim disagree. And they all say it's a continuation of the same mitzvah, and there's no need to shake again. So this is spelled out, actually, in Tuf Reish Nun Chesif Aleph. I mean, we're going to start from the beginning next week. But in Tuf Reish Nun Ches Aleph, which is Dini Lulu, B'yom Tov Rishon, Machaber says, Min HaTorah, Ein Mitzvah Lulu, Chutz LaMikdash, Eli Yom Rishon. Min HaTorah, Outside Beis HaMikdash, only one day. After Chuban Beis HaMikdash, Chazal said to take the lulav the whole week. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, like we just said, "Usmachtam b'fnei Hashem l'kechem shivas yomim." Hayinu b'mikdash. That's in the Beis HaMikdash. Aval b'shar eretz Yisrael yom rishon b'vad. Yisiv ochtachtem lochem b'yom rishon. Okay, and then Dirshu, footnote one, which is a whole half side of the page. When it comes to Yerushalayim, nowadays he brings down the whole Bikur Yaakov and the whole discussion. And it brings down the machlokes if one should follow this Bikur Yaakov and shake again or not shake again. Rav Yashiv and Shlomo Zalman say yes, others say no. It's a whole deal, and it's a whole machlokes. Now the Arba Minim have a lot of depth and meaning behind them. There's tons and tons of midrashim and perushim. What is the deeper significance of the Arba Minim? So, first of all, the Chinuch tells us It's Chag HaAsif. This is harvest time. This is when you get your paycheck. This is when you get your big fat bonus from the hedge fund. You just got $100,000 bonus. That's, to me, that sounds pretty good. I don't know. I'm not a hedge fund guy. So you just got your big fat paycheck. You're a farmer. It's Chag HaAsif. You're gathering in all your produce. You're in a very good mood. You're very happy. So Hashem says, you know what? Don't just be happy over the gashmias. I'm going to give you a yontif during that exact time of the year, and you can channel that simcha that you have towards your big bonus and your big harvest towards Hashem and be mekayim mitzvah every second on yontif by being happy the entire week of Sukkot. For 8 days straight, there's a mitzvah to be happy every single second. The Gro wanted to say that that is one of the most difficult mitzvahs in the Torah to fulfill. You have to be in a good mood for 8 days, 24-8. No kvetching, no getting upset, no frustrated, no yelling at the kids. Just gonna be, and the kids are home from school. That makes it more difficult. The whole week you have to be the simcha. So the chinuch writes, Hashem wanted us to channel that simcha that we have towards our the parnasa, the payday, towards Hashem. And I don't know, shaking the abominium, they kind of say is an extension of that. It brings about simcha. The pasuk does say, "Usmach them if they Hashem," and he's talking about shaking lulav. Now there's tons and tons of ideas. The Beis Yosef brings down first of all, there's a medrash that darshans every one of the Arba Minim. This is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, this is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, this is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Each one of the Arba Minim represents a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now the Rikanti, the very famous Rikanti, it's an amazing story. The Rikanti had a guest over. Rikanti was a Rishon. This is brought down the Beis Yosef, a Chassid. And he goes to sleep Friday night, I think it was, or maybe Leil Yontif. He goes to sleep, and he has a dream. In his dream, he sees the guest, the chassid guest, writing the Shem Hashem. Yud, K, Vav, big space, K. Yud, K, Vav, and a big space, writing Shem Hashem. And he's dreaming. He says to the guy, "My high," like, "We don't, you know, what are you doing?" He says, "Yeah, that's how we do it. In my place, that's how we write Shem Hashem. Yud, K, Vav, big space, K. Yud, K, Vav, space. Okay, he has a fight in his dream with his guest. He doesn't understand what's going on with his dream. Next day, he goes to shul, and he sees his guest pick up three of the minim, shake them, and then put it down. Count to ten, and then pick up the esrog and shake that. And he said, "Oh, now I understand the dream, because the arba minim." Each one represents a different one of the letters in the Shem Hashem of Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei. And just like you don't separate Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, Shem Hashem, you don't separate the Abraminium. They all have to be taken together, the Chatzchila simultaneously. They all have to be taken at the same time. Okay, well, these are all halachas that we will get. Then it's Yadua, the Medrash, that the Abraminium represent four different types. Well, four different organs, four of the most important organs in the body. The heart, the esrog is shaped like the heart, and the lulav is shaped like the spine, and the hadasim are shaped like the eyes, and the arovos are shaped like the mouth. And it's those are the parts of the body that, I guess it can be understood in two ways. They can see the Aveira and desire the Aveira and go do the Aveira, or they can see the mitzvah, desire the mitzvah, go after the mitzvah. Those are the very important organs that are involved in all areas of life, and what we look at, and what we and speech, and what the heart, the desires of the heart, and then the spine enables the rest of the body to move, and it's a way of kolatz aside tomarna, Hashem yikamocha, to use all of our ramach eivom, which is agidim, to serve Hashem and stay away from the earth and come close to Hashem. The other famous part they say is that each one of the Arba Minim represents four different types of Jews. You have the Esrog that has a smell and a taste. That's the Jew that has Torah and has Maisim Tovim. You have the Arava on the other extreme, no taste and no smell, no Torah, no Maisim Tovim. The Lulav, date tree, has taste, no smell. Hadassim has smell, no taste. Four different types of Jews. Yes Torah, no Torah. Yes, Maisim Tovim, no Maisim Tovim, and it's only, even though you have such Jews that are represented by the Arava, Hashem still wants Achdus and Klal Yisrael, and he wants those people to come, everyone to come together And only together is it, with the Achdus, is it a proper serving of Hashem. And they point out very similar to the Ketores, which has all these spices. Meir, Eser Eva. So you have all the spices that smell very good, and then you have the Chalbana. The Chalbana smells very badly, and that the Chalbana represents the Rishayim, and it's only when you put everyone together that Hashem is really happy with Chai Yisrael. The Hebrew Shem Melch B'Sasev Rosh Hayam, that Hashem's Malchus is most greatly expressed when you have unity in Achdus, even though Jews are very different from each other. Now, so brought down from Rav Hirsch, and I kind of twisted a little bit, but Rav Hirsch writes that the four meaning represent four different. The last idea I just said, that's the famous Medrash, four different types of Jews. But Rav Hirsch seems to write that in the development of a human being, you go through those four stages. A person can start out with no tam and no reach, no taste and no smell, and a very, not very productive type of person. And then it can move on and be like the Hadassim that has a smell and doesn't have a taste, and move on a level higher and be like the Lulav that has a taste and doesn't have a smell, ultimately working his way up to being like the Esra. First, something like that. The four meaning represent the growth towards perfection, towards reaching one's potential, represented by the Esrog with the Tam and the Reh. So this is the introduction to Hilchos Lulav, and the rest will start Bezrat Hashem next week.